here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
I am Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show.
Thanks.
You can follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. You can send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. You can call the voicemail line at 619-438-0532. Or you could become a subscriber of the show today over on Patreon. That would be patreon.com/lifesabinge. You can be... You can become... You can... Why can't I say that
you
fast?
Got it.
You can become. Can you say that? You can become a producer today.
You become a producer.
I can't
difficult.
Do it.
You become a producer today.
There once was a man from Nantucket. Don't toe.
Oh, man.
That's no title.
You can become a producer today. I tried to say it slow, and I still missed it up.
Again.
You gotta grab your flow again.
Like boom. Jessica Jansen, first of her name, breaker of banks and mother of doggos. Tight Wallet Tony. We have Joseph Chrissy. I'm going to say Chrissy. I'm going to say that's how you say your name. And then we have the, Kathy Weintraub as well. Sorry, producer level. And the couch potatoes like BJ and David and Mike and me. And, there are Avengers out there as well.
Yeah.
Awesome possums. Patreon.com/Life's a Binge. Become a subscriber of the show today. With all that being said, it's been a while since we've done this.
Welcome back.
Yes, you know what to do. Take a big breath right now.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow,
I want one of those, like...
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
You know, like... The,
I...
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like, gonna, like, time, get a good timing on that.
What's up?
Crazy.
Let's see. What's up?
Nothing new with you, huh?
It's been a minute because I've been busy. my
Nine
son
months
was
ago.
Born.
Right.
Yes.
Jared's got a person... You can...
I should air horn that.
Yes.
My son was born.
Wesley Felix in the house.
Wesley Felix Weintraub, yes. Mm-hmm. Born on January 30th, 2020.
I have known him for half an hour, and he has already pooped twice.
You scared the shit out of him.
It's true.
Guys, babies poop. That is a thing.
Yep.
Inspire
poop quite often.
That is a thing that they
change
do.
His diaper, and then guess what? There it is again.
What's your? What do you have? Like a? Do you have an average? What do you think your daily average of diaper changes?
Daily right diaper now? Changes probably at least 10. At least.
Really? Really? Is that normal?
That actually sounds
it's about
like
6 to 8 wet and 4 to 5 poop.
Wow.
That sounds about average.
So sometimes they're at the same time. But sometimes you go in there because he's wet and you change his diaper and then you hand him back to your wife and then you're about to walk outside to record a podcast and it's about 30 seconds and then he poops his pants
you're not
and then
yet.
You got to change the diaper again because you missed it by about 30 seconds.
So close. So close.
But let's see. He was 6 pounds, 11 ounces when he was born, 19 inches long.
Yeah.
Samantha was in labor for a total of 4.5 hours.
Seems like child's play.
It was.
Like we're
very, very simple and
easy. I bet
easy.
You that was easy.
I mean, that's what
that's easy.
That's what I posted on Facebook. And all these women are like, ask her if you think it was easy. And I'm like,
no, it's
I'm
not
like,
easy.
I did ask her. And yes, the pushing part isn't quote unquote easy. Right. But when you only push for 20 minutes and out of a 4.5 hour long labor, that is known as easy.
That's not, yeah.
Comparatively.
Yeah,
comparatively
a
very
first
easy.
First child, normally, on average, the labor itself is around 12 hours with at least 2 hours of pushing.
Fuck that.
So when she was in the hospital for 4.5 hours and we had a baby,
Yeah.
That's known as easy labor.
Dope. You know what's awesome?
But she was like, dope.
Yeah.
Is that I bet you, inevitably, a mother will have resentment over the hours and hours of labor and pain and almost death that you know that they cause.
Yeah.
And I bet you that kind of the energy from that probably carries out. You guys were really lucky,
right?
Because you don't have that energy
correct
in there. There's no resentment.
Yeah.
About
you caused me immeasurable pain.
Yes.
Yeah, and she never got a chance to get pissed at me like in the movies.
Right.
Like,
I hate you for doing this
you
to me.
Did this.
Right, that never happened because we didn't have time for any of that.
I want you to have the babysitter.
Nobody got time for that. The doctor was elsewhere, so it was really fast. They checked her and they're like, "You're three centimeters," and they're like, "Oh, okay, you got to go over it," because we were going in for our normal everyday, weekly appointment, and they're like, "Huh, you're having a baby," and we're like, "Oh, okay."
So she wasn't, having labor pains?
To be slightly graphic, but not really. So the first thing that happens in labor is the thing known as the mucus plug, which is a big chunk of mucus blocking the cervix from opening.
Blonk.
The first thing that happens is that comes out. Yep. Typically, that falls out, and then you start your labor around a week later, on average, about a week later.
The water breaks a week before?
Not the water. The
That's
mucus
different.
Plug.
That's
the
different.
The water is different. Yes.
Okay.
So
learning.
So mucus plug comes out. It was 2:45 in the morning, and Samantha goes, "Jared, wake up!" And I'm like, "Huh? What?" She's like, "I think my water broke." And I'm like, "That looks gross. That's the mucus. That's the first thing we're supposed to look for." Great.
You were paying attention in class.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes, I was. I'm like, "That's all yellowy and gross. That's the mucus. That's normal. We have about a week now. So any time, but about a week." Then at 7:45 in the morning, again, we have our regular OB appointment at 8:30 this morning. At 7:45 in that morning, Samantha goes, "I'm pretty sure my water broke." And we're looking at it, and it's still kind of yellowy and brownish looking, but it's more liquidy. And we're like, "That still looks like the mucus." So technically, if your water breaks, 10% of women, it happens at home. Everyone else, it happens while you're already in labor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
So the water breaking movie thing is only about 10% of people.
Yeah. Mm.
So again, we're not looking for that. We're looking for mucus because we're like, it's the mucus thing still. Turns out it was water breaking and it had what's known as meconium in it, which is baby poop inside the amniotic fluid, which gives it that weird brown yellowish
curly pooper.
Correct. Right on. And so we still thought it was the mucus plug. Otherwise, if your water breaks, it's go time. You go to the hospital.
Right.
But we did not go to the hospital. We went to our regular appointment because we were also looking for the 3-2-1 rule, which is contractions every 3 to 5 minutes for lasting 1 minute or lasting 2 minutes for at least 1 hour. That's when you're supposed to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. She was having spotty contractions. Like, here's one that lasted 5 seconds. Okay, that went away. And then here's one that's lasting 30 seconds. No, that one went away. So we're like, it's not really labor. Well, let's just go to our regular appointment.
Total BH.
Yep. So we went to the
Braxton Hicks.
Yes.
Thank you. Well done. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then we go to the regular appointment. Everything is normal-ish, except for me. I don't think I mentioned, but Samantha has a broken foot.
Yes.
She broke her foot a week ago, or a week before we went in.
We knew that.
Yes. Yeah,
the audience is just learning.
So Samantha broke her foot a week before all of this is going down, so she cannot put any weight upon her left foot.
Yeah.
0%. Very broken foot. So anyway, she's doing all this with a broken foot. So we take her into the regular appointment, and they're like, "You're 3 centimeters dilated. You're having a baby. Why didn't you just go to the ER? We're like, "Because we didn't see any of the signs that we were looking for." And they're like, "Let me test this fluid." "Yep, that's amniotic fluid. Your water did break. You're 3 centimeters. Go next door." So then they wheel us next door. Then she lays down in the bed, and they're like, "Oh, you're 5 centimeters dilated. That's crazy. That's fast. Okay, let's get you your epidural." Gets her epidural. "Oh, you're 8 centimeters dilated. Are you all numb yet?" "No, not yet." "Okay, let's check you when you're numb." And she checks her when she's numb, and they're like, "Don't move.
We have to get.
Yeah, she's like, "Don't move. We need the doctor." And we're like, "What?" And they're like, "Your baby's right there." We're like, "Oh, okay." So the doctor, about 2 minutes later, literally kicks down the door, runs in. "Did I make it?" And she's like, this super sweet lady. She's like, "Did I make it?" And we're like, "Yeah, you're good." She scrubs up, sits down. 25 minutes later, Wesley's there.
Baby.
Bam.
Wow.
Then let's do this.
So from... her water broke at 7:45. We sat down in her labor and delivery room, I think at 8:45, and at 2:30 he was born. 2:03, sorry, not 2:30. So from 8:45 to 2 was labor and delivery And that's why I say it was easy.
It's so labor is like every few minutes there's a contraction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That hurts like a son of a bitch. Yes.
And then she squeezes your
hurts
hand.
Like a bitch.
Yes.
Bites down on the spoon.
Yep.
Right on.
None of them were really that bad because, again, it all happened so quickly. But then, I mean, not complications. And, again, Wesley's very, very healthy. We're very grateful for that.
Yeah.
But he did come out, and he was full of amniotic fluid and poo because he came out so quickly. Her contractions did not have time to squeeze it all out of him. Yeah. And so for the first day of his life, he was still, like, gaggy and, like, barfing up stuff. And
oh, poor guy.
So he did not get to eat at all for the first day. He didn't eat till 6:15 the next day.
So the labor will, like, make them poop?
It'll squeeze them out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Technically, they're not supposed to really have poop, but if they do, then it's no big deal. They just have to make sure that there's no infections or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the labor will squeeze the amniotic fluid out of their lungs and mouth and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So he didn't eat anything, and he was very, 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 very poopy. Tar poops, the gross ones.
Oof.
I mean, they're not gross. They're just...
Oh, they're gross.
It's tar. It's not, though. Even the breast milk ones aren't that bad. Once he starts eating real food in about 6 months, that's when the poop is going to be gross, and it's going to be poop.
Yeah.
Every poop right now is exactly the same.
Lovely.
Right.
That's lovely.
It's really, I mean... I of all the poops, that's the ones that I want to change.
I want my newer.
But yeah, so it was very, very good. And then we got home, and we've been home since for about 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks.
Red.
He will be 2 weeks old tomorrow.
2 weeks.
Wow. Yep.
Little guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy.
Finding
I've been
your,
a father for 2 weeks.
Rhythm.
Yeah, we're getting there. I have to go back to work on Saturday. Lame.
What?
Stupid United States of America.
Not even for the government. Come on, guys.
Yes.
Government employees.
And I'm not, I mean, I'm getting paid because I'm using my vacation time. I'm not getting, like, parental leave.
You're not getting any paternity leave?
I'm using my vacation time to get paid while I'm on leave right now.
Now, state disability should, like, have something,
you have
too.
No paid.
0%.
No paid pay.
Check.
Disability, I can get 60%, but I can't be working while I'm doing that. So I can't, and we can't afford to live in San Diego with both of us only earning disability.
That is some...
Oh, so she's getting her disability.
She's getting disability, Craig. I can get it too, especially now that she has a broken foot and literally she can't get up to pick up her own child, which is the most heartbreaking thing of all time.
Oh.
But yeah, both can't afford to both be on disability to stay at home
because
rent is expensive. As our bills and utilities. And the United States of America does not give people maternity pay.
Because they're bad at that.
So you want time off?
Trump just signed a bill, part of the defense budget, I believe, that gives all government workers 3 months paid off. But that doesn't start till October of 2020, if it even officially goes through. And if it does, then it's... covers the first year of life, and so he'll be a year old. And guess what? If October 2020 rolls around and that's real, I get October, November, December paid off.
Nice.
If it goes through, but who knows?
I see why it wouldn't.
Yeah, you never know. It's budget and politics are garbage.
Hey, broken clock is right twice a day.
Exactly. Let's see. That's about 13 minutes of me talking about baby labor, which is extremely exciting and awesome. But
it is.
I am more than ready to not talk about babies for a while. It's been a long 2 weeks.
What? Really?
Sorry, dude. Yeah.
But all the movies I watched are about babies now.
Because yet again.
Look who's talking.
And I don't want to sound like I'm complaining because I'm not. Yeah. But. Samantha has a broken foot, which means she's bedridden, which means anything that you can think of that needs to get done around the house, Jared has to do.
You were doing it.
And that means anything.
Everything.
And that means carrying my wife to put her in the shower.
Yep.
That means the baby's crying, waking up, picking up. Even if it's just to hand him off to her, she cannot get up to pick him up. So all this, like, taking shifts and I'll sleep for 4 hours and then you'll sleep for 4 hours. And then none of that is – all that's gone.
Nope.
Jared doesn't sleep for longer than 2 hours at a time. So – I'm talking in third person now. At least I'm saying my name and not saying daddy. Anyway.
Nah, next. I was kind of hoping for that.
I mean, I do that inside.
I'll go. So we had the personal milestone in mid-January. Then I had a professional milestone the week after that, which is pretty cool. I think I've talked about this before. When I'm part of a collective of headshot and portrait photographers around the world. It's Peter Hurley's headshot crew. Shout out to Peter. It was his birthday yesterday. He's 50 years old. Congrats.
Nice.
Congrats, Peter. Not that you're listening to this.
But if you are.
But if you are, then happy birthday.
Like, hey, that's me. I'm Peter.
I got a shout out for free. I didn't have to pay for it.
Right? Yeah, like he needs it. And yeah, so I've been busting my butt getting my portfolio like in line and looking awesome, awesome, awesome. And I had a portfolio review the week after my wedding. I was officially recognized as a badass member of this crew of headshot photographers and up to
We all get horns.
And up from the protege level to the associate level, which for those of you who have no idea what any of this means, it means that, you know, should a job come down his desk that's over here in California, he would trust me to do it rather than having to fly out here and do it himself, which is pretty
nice.
Which is pretty cool because they pay back.
That is dope.
And since it happened, I've noticed a huge uptick just in traffic to like all my social media, to the website, to like inquiries. And people are like, how much do you cost? I'm like, well, I just raised the prices after that. Obviously.
So it's a little bit more.
But yeah, that's the latest thing. Other than that, we booked our honeymoon.
Nice.
And we'll be going to New Zealand in October.
Ooh. So jealous.
Right on.
Which I just found out that another friend of mine booked a trip to New Zealand in June, and she's doing the full 14-day Lord of the Rings tour.
Nice.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
I wonder if they're going to be filming down there at that time.
Ooh.
What are they filming? Oh, the new one.
The Amazon series.
Prime one.
Yeah.
Good question.
You can be an extra.
Yeah.
So we could both be extras.
Yeah.
That's the only way that's going to fly.
Well, right.
That's the only way that'll fly.
Lindsay, I got something to do today. Yeah, what? None of your business. I'll be right back.
I'll be back in probably 14 hours.
heavily made up, but it's all good. Yeah. Isn't it amazing the power of the internet and social media where one guy is like, Rich, you're great. And everyone's like, ooh, I got to check
ooh,
this rich
great.
Guy out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What movie is that? Like, everybody's talking about this one guy.
That's Arrested Development.
Arrested Development, yeah. Everyone's talking about this Fumke. All the Fumke.
Fumke.
It's like everywhere.
You heard about this Fumke?
If I get one more guy asking me about Fumke.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But it's crazy.
Right on.
Yeah, which is cool. So I've been hosting co-hosting a couple of their webcasts. So now I'm doing this. So my voice is on here. My voice is on those, or my voice and face is on that. I do a weekly networking breakfast. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this too. And somebody brought up Monster Jam. And from the back of the room, I went, Monster Jam. And the guy goes, you should do like podcasts and stuff. And I was like, actually, you can hear me once a week on Life's a Binge Monday morning.
Yay.
On right Automatic on. Apple Podcasts and wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah. Even Spotify.
And Spotify.
Oh, yeah, Spotify.
We're everywhere.
I haven't tried Spotify yet.
We're everywhere. Like the coronavirus.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's the joke.
BJ, what's up with you, mate?
Let's see. Since last time, did I talk about the Prince concert?
Since we last left
nope.
our heroes.
Since we recorded. Recorded?
Nope.
Okay. So.
Wait, Prince is dead. Explain.
Prince is dead. They had the Grammys in L.A.
Yes.
And everybody knows that I'm a big Prince fan.
Yeah.
What?
Never.
Yes, it's true. So,
Rupert.
So, Allie and Jeff, who have done segments for us before when they go to their
insanely long marathons.
Yes, of movies. Their sister, Erin, does a lot of extra work. In fact, you can see her and Bob Loves Hearts Abadoshia.
Uh-huh.
You know that song?
Nope.
It's a CBS show. The guy who used to be Mike and Molly, I believe,
okay,
is in a show called Bob Hart's Abadoshila. And it's like she's like an African woman. So it's like an interracial, intercultural love comedy sitcom.
Sure.
But she's been getting work on there. But anyway, she does work in L.A. all the time, like extra work. And also, you know, whatever she can do. She does a lot of seat filling. And so she let me know about.
I want to do that.
Yeah, she said she's like.
That'd be cool.
Sent me the thing, like you can sign up, seatfillers.com or something.
Really?
And so I'm like, sweet. And I text Tony. I'm like, dude, this is Prince concert. It's a Prince tribute concert. And I don't know what's going to happen, but there's going to be a lot of people there done by the Grammys. Tony's been dealing with his dog, his dog Clyde's been ill.
Which is a bummer.
And so he. Everything was kind of rushing upon him. So
yeah.
He didn't go. They didn't pick my thing, my application. But Allie's sister had texted me at 11 o'clock, and I was already asleep, saying that can you go? It was all like really hectic. So right. I kind of wake up in the morning to find out a text saying, "Do you want to go? We have an extra ticket." And it was a little nervous because I'm like, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what this thing. It was literally all day thing, thing to get there.
Yeah.
And to hang out. And I was at one point like,
I'm not going.
I just want to leave now. Like, but even like waiting, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm tired. I want to be home in my bed.
Yeah.
You know, 200 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
But once we got escorted into the, first of all, once it was clear that we're going to get in, because I didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
Like, and I was like, oh, we're going to get in. Okay, cool. And then they kind of run through the whole seat.
That sounds familiar.
yeah. That whole seat filling.
Gee, whatever are you talking about?
yeah. You wouldn't know, Jared.
I would not know. I hear good things, though, about game shows.
So we go in. It was fucking awesome. Okay, so you just sit in the seats. And then if someone comes and taps you on the shoulder, you get up and leave because it's their seat. And then they point you to another and you find another seat. So I only had to move three times, like all night. And two of them was like before the show even started. So
is it real quick to interrupt? Sorry.
Yeah.
But is it possible for you to get bounced like completely or
out of there?
Like if you're like, oh, this is these guys' seats next, like, or do you just
stand
go standing
on the side?
Yeah.
I think you'd go stand. Okay. But I think the way they had it, like, I don't think any of us who were doing seat filling were standing for very long.
Got it.
But some of the like musicians, like who were performing, would be sitting. So they would finish and then they'd come up
and
then
take your seat.
And then go, oh, okay. But man, God, it was so great. And once it started, Sheila E. was like the musical conductor, the host.
Who is that for the uninitiated?
If you don't know Sheila E., look her up. She's great. she's bomb ass. But all the performances were great. There's a song called Adore by Prince that's like one of my like deep cut secret favorite songs of all time. It's all like falsetto. It's off of Sign of the Times. And they just announced the song. They just like introduced Earth, Wind & Fire to sing Adore. And Earth, Wind & Fire is like Philip Bailey's got like maybe the most recognizable falsetto in soul music and pop music, but famous for his falsetto. He was struggling with this Prince song. And
is that just because he's older, or do you think it's
maybe? I mean, I
just
think it's
out of his range.
It was challenging. Yeah. It's a challenging song, especially part of it. And then it goes into a part that's like a scat, where he's like, "I got to have your face on my pillowcase, and I think that I'm a man of exquisite taste." And it goes on, and it's like kind of syncopated. And then the backup singers are singing along with it. "I'm a man of exquisite taste," so it's all timed.
Right.
He was getting way off it. He didn't know it, and so the band just keep playing, and the singers are singing their parts that they're supposed to sing, but it wasn't like timed up. But he hit this incredible note at the end that like sealed it all up, and the whole experience was great. I got weepy probably four times in the course of the night.
That's
and,
awesome.
And got to see Foo Fighters, got to see Earth, Wind & Fire, got to see John Legend, got to see
all sorts of people.
The Time, More Stay in the Time. Sheila E.
More fucking Time!
Greatest band on the planet!
So that was super, super duper cool. Ooh, and that's the biggest thing that happened since we last recorded.
Nice.
So
right
that's where I'll leave it.
Mikey, you want to say anything?
I'm just happy to be here.
I really thought I was going to say, I'm just here so I don't get fined. Marshawn on.
He's a team player.
That's what's up. What's up.
This just in. With Rich Sublet.
I'm going to really pare this down because I've been collecting news the entire time. So I just kept the most fun ones. The real-life Wolf of Wall Street, a.k.a. Jordan Belfort, claims he was scammed by the film's producers and is seeking $300 million in a lawsuit against said producers.
Scorsese and company.
Sure, scammed him. Can we use your rights in a movie? No. How about if we pay you?
Yes. Yes.
Scammed.
I mean, it sounds just like, you know, that's exactly the person who would do that.
Of course.
Yep.
It's just like try and sue. Maybe they'll just give me some of the money.
It's just like the Fyre Festival guy who's like being filmed running another scam while he's scammed the other scam.
This might not end well.
It's like, what are you doing right
what
now?
What are you doing?
You just got out on bail and you're running another one
you
right
hired
now?
Hired the video guy.
Like, what is happening?
Yeah. Fun times. In MoviePass news.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear this.
Oh, are you?
It's going to give a resurgence.
I don't know about that. MoviePass parent Helios and Matheson files for Chapter 7 and stock falls to zero.
Zero. Official toast.
It is dead.
I'll buy a million shares.
No, right?
Give me everything you got right now. It's got to come back.
On the date of this article, published January 29th, 2020, 10:11 a.m., call it doctor, MoviePass is dead.
What a ride. So
that was a fun ride.
Well, not only that, but like it was around for a while before they were like, everything for $10.
Yeah.
And then everyone and their mother is like, wait, what?
Really?
Everything for $10? Got it.
This seems wrong.
So but they probably could have like
but that one summer, man, woo, and everyone had it for $10. Yeah. That was a good time.
That was fun. I saw a ton of movies.
Yep. Multiple times. It was before they like throttled you at all. I'm
right,
like,
yeah, you could go to
I'm
the same
like,
movie several
ooh,
times.
The Force Awakens? I'll see that twice in a row.
I thought you were gonna say four times.
No, like it was like, oh, that was good. Turn around, blink, movie pass, let's do that again.
Like, that's fantastic.
Oh, MoviePass.
The parent company had bought also MoviePhone, so...
oh, I didn't know that.
You know...
MoviePhones, they really are. Welcome to MoviePhone.
Why don't you just tell
me the name of the
video? I thought the MoviePass guys were involved in Netflix somehow, like co-founder of Netflix
so
or something.
So did I, yeah. There was something, and there was a tie that bound them together.
I swear they were... Maybe it was just he was a part of the initial team that started Netflix or something, but... I swear that there was a tie between Netflix
and it was,
and
when it was announced, the $10 thing that they were like saying
they were using
what
that
the idea,
as the
yeah,
draw. Yeah,
this is the idea. I still kind of like the idea. I like the idea of using like Hotwire, where a ticket it's not going to get sold.
Right,
you could buy a ticket for super cheap.
You buy a ticket
and just fill it up.
But you go after opening weekend any movie, and there's 5-10 people there.
Right,
at
but and they're paying the normal price.
Yes.
Like, they should sell. Anyway, we'll see.
But then movies go away.
Yeah, he was the VP. So it was Mitch Lowe, and he was the VP of business development and strategic alliances for Netflix.
Wow, he did really good job at that job, and then just turned around and shat the bed.
A man after Wesley's heart.
That's right.
Honestly, though, he did disrupt the industry, and you know, you have AMC, whatever.
Yeah, we have
Stubbs and Regal has.
So
one.
He was what's his name? He was Sean. What's his name? Netflix, the Napster guy.
Oh yeah.
Like he didn't, you know, he messed everything, or he just threw a monkey wrench and
changed
it all forever. Yeah. Yeah,
which is cool. There's something to be said about that.
And it was great.
So I got a bit of news I want to wedge in between your thing. One of my favorite things of the internet in the last couple days, I just loved it so much. Was it yesterday and today, or was it the day before yesterday? It was NASA's reports that
the
brew.
It was the day before yesterday.
This was the best thing ever.
Because it's like, you know, total harmless fun, right?
Was great.
And if people just straight up believe it, the worst thing they're gonna do is stand up a broom,
yes.
Right?
So, you know,
but like,
nothing wrong
like just
it.
That hoax and the idea of it is like the window is limited today only. So
I'm like, that sounds like bullshit. So yes. I try to do it. I'm like, oh wow, it works.
Exactly. Like, and bullshit. Just for that moment, for
I'm
that
try
moment,
again tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So you had to wait 24 hours to figure out if it was bullshit. It was great.
It was
great. Like I like put it up. I'm like, holy fuck, it stands up.
Yeah.
Like This is not right. Yeah. This is crazy. And everybody's like freaking out.
Do you have a slanty one or do you have a straight up and down one?
It's like a slight
okay.
stance.
The slanty, the slanty yeah. ones, those are the ones that look legit.
Freaky. Yeah.
The straight up and down ones, you're like, anybody could do that.
There's right. like a video of it on my Instagram where I'm doing it in the hallway and Lindsay's watching. She's wearing her NASA pants. She's like, I'm wearing NASA pants and everything. I'm like, oh, no.
That's great.
I didn't see that story.
Then the next morning, I left it outside of the bathroom for like right in the middle of the hall. The broom is
still
up
here.
There. And I did it again when she came home. She's like, are you just going to do this every day now? I'm like,
yes.
No.
It's yes. better than like hanging it on the
for
wall.
For at least a week, yes. I will probably do that.
I love when stuff like the, it was the, you know, what color is the dress?
Yeah.
Harmless arguments.
Yanni or
Yanni Laurel.
Yeah.
Broom challenge.
That's what I just love yeah. about this, that somebody was able to get it to enough people
yeah.
that on this day, because it's useless. I mean, like, it's the same thing every day.
Like, why did anybody, why did the first 10 people listen to that at all?
Right.
Is the thing. And
right.
then they told their friends, and they told their friends, and so on.
So probably somebody heard it, and then they were like, we need to, like, do it, say NASA for one day. But it's brilliant. I mean, yeah. it's just harmless and just funny and fun. And it, I love that, like, you had to check it out.
Yeah.
Like, I checked. I think right, probably everybody that. Checked it out. And this then everybody, at least most people were probably like, holy shit, I got to wait now to see if this made you have to wait. It's
I got
awesome.
Messages and messages upon messages. Like, it's real. I'm like, no. Like, the broom has a really low center of gravity, yes. so it balances out itself. Well, I'm going to check tomorrow. I'm like, Did you listen to a word I just told you?
I want to believe that.
Obviously, you guys have never been on the Mystery Spot Tour because
they have that.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Oh, really?
They really? I've been on that. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's really awesome.
Look in this one spot. This broom will stand up.
Because yeah, you're right. When the broom is like slanty that way, it looks yep. freaky.
Yeah,
like, that looks like it shouldn't work, but it does.
But that broom handle weighs a whopping 5 ounces, and
right.
the bottom weighs a whopping pound and a half.
That's
like,
where all the weight is.
Just the. Dolphin trainers posted. I don't even know what they did, but they posted a funny picture.
I saw Lauren,
yeah,
like,
Lauren like
hanging,
like
defying gravity off the broom. I was
that
like,
made me laugh.
How'd you manage that
very
one?
Hard.
What?
And I'm looking like, oh, you gotta be having
the
boot,
broom is
butt,
standing
butt,
there, and she's like hanging.
Yeah,
like stripper pole
yeah.
style.
Yeah.
On the broom.
Yeah.
Like, look, there is weird gravity.
Like, awesome.
That's fantastic.
So anything that like kind of tickles the public's fancy in big numbers like that, I think is awesome.
It was like the Harry Potter challenge. You ever see people doing the Harry Potter challenge?
What was that one?
It's when you take a picture of yourself from a low angle,
oh,
jumping, holding a broom.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
It looks like with the sky in the back. It looks like you're flying on
right.
a broomstick.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
That was a few.
I
years
was trying
back,
to do the straw,
the lightsaber straw.
The lightsaber straw. I couldn't make it work the other day.
Yeah. Wait, what? See, I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, my buddy
Jared showed me that one.
Created. Oh, I don't know if he created. As far as I know, he created a thing where if you have like a little stir straw or even like that red straw right there would work, mm-hmm. and you hold it in the phone in the angle of your phone,
oh,
and you yeah. turn the flash on, mm-hmm. you can take a picture. It'll flash on the straw and make it really, really bright and look like a
put your hand out here.
Lightsaber.
You
oh,
like,
I got you.
Like this?
Yeah,
or?
There you go.
And it's really cool looking.
Hold on.
You have to hold it, hold it past the thing. And it looks really cool. Or you could just, you know.
Yeah.
Have a lightsaber.
Dude, that's awesome.
Did it work?
That's really cool.
That is, no. Yes.
And that's just half at like you can really get some really good angles.
That is fantastic.
That is really cool.
Post that on Instagram.
Yeah, that's gotta go on Instagram.
Right,
that's
now.
Awesome.
That is wonderful.
So fun.
I love shit like that.
So this
yeah.
is
that's great.
This is what I did when I first heard about it.
Dude,
that's cool.
great.
And if you get it just right where it's really flat like that, it
yeah.
really glows really well.
Yeah.
So I'm funny. Holding a flashlight in my hands.
Yeah.
And then I taped
yeah.
the straw so it's angled
oh,
right.
No
and then I
way.
Took a picture. And I had to do it like 18,000 times
yeah.
because you have to use the flash. And so I'm like, oh, wait, it needs to be right here. No, it needs to be right here. And
yeah.
I move my hands so many different times.
Oh, wow.
But then eventually you get it to where it looks like you're holding a freaking lightsaber.
That's
it's like
really
very
neat.
Easy, very simple, cool, practical.
That's fun.
Effect.
Yay. I like fun things.
Using
fun stuff. Yay.
I like fun things, man. I'm a simple man.
Yes.
It doesn't take a lot.
We're in news.
Oh.
Oh yeah,
there's news.
There's a show going on.
Okay, okay. The Lionsgate CEO, John Feltheimer, that's an unfortunate name, said Thursday during the company's third quarter earnings that his sequel to Knives Out is officially a go.
Interesting.
I need to see that.
By Rian Johnson? He did that one, right?
I think it's still very early, but yes. Yes, I would imagine so. And it sound the rumors are that it's going to center around Daniel Craig's detective character, and the rest of the cast will be completely different. So it'll be a completely different mystery. With
it's like almost like a Hercule Poirot and no different.
Correct.
Right.
Different storyline.
Mystery.
Yep.
Rumor has it.
I'm on board.
But those are so fun. I mean, like, I didn't see Knives Out.
Oh,
but
man.
Like those Agatha Christie and stuff is a blast.
It's really
so much.
Have
fun.
You seen it?
Really good.
Nope.
Okay.
Super fun.
Unless it was playing on my couch.
You can rent it on your couch now.
Yes. Yep. But it's funny because we'll get there during what you watch it.
Okay.
But I got to talk about some stuff.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
I added this just because I love the headline. Birds of Prey lays an egg at the box office. Set for worst DC opening since Jonah Hex.
But I've heard that movie's really good.
I've heard the movie's really good.
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you saw it? Mad.
I saw it last night.
You saw it? Was it really good?
I mean.
Did you enjoy yourself?
It's a fun. Yeah. I mean, you've
that's
got
really the metric
it's
that I care about.
It's a fun ride. There's some story elements where you're just like, really? That's how they're going to react?
Yeah.
But it's a fun ride. It's good.
I feel like the combination of like both DC fatigue and just a horrendous title murdered this movie.
And it was not promoted that well. Like the way that the previews for it I saw on TV, I was like, you're not telling me any much of anything.
Yeah, right. It did. It's the literal opposite of Suicide Squad. You have an actual quality film, and they couldn't promote it well enough to get butts in the seats, whereas Suicide Squad made money hand over fist because the promotion was so good.
And now the studio is going to be like, this female movie is not doing good. More men.
Probably.
Yeah.
Boo.
Exactly.
And finally, and I really can't believe this is happening, Rick Moranis closes deal to return to
Honey,
I Shrunk the Kids franchise.
As in a sequel.
In a sequel.
Yes.
A theatrical released sequel, not for Disney Plus.
Yes.
So a full on.
I'm happy about that.
They're calling it Shrunk. I'm happy about it too because I
just
love
shrunk.
All in.
Shrunk.
Shrunk. Okay.
Yep.
I love Rick Moranis.
Me too.
I've missed him
in
movies.
And people are, well, not people. I've seen one thing on the internet with somebody going like, oh, really? For the Disney money or whatever coming out? And I'm like, well, yeah. Well, not only that, but like the reason he left is because his wife either got sick or died. I don't remember which.
But either way,
his wife got incapacitated and he retired from movies so he could be at home and raise his family, which is legit.
I didn't know that.
And now his family is like, probably don't need him around as much anymore because that was probably 20-something years ago, 30 years ago, really.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, why not? This was my deal for my whole life, and then I had to stop.
I'm excited for that.
Yes.
Speaking of which, did you hear they're redoing Little Shop of Horrors? Rick Moranis.
Yes.
And with? I forgot.
Not him.
Not with him, no.
Oh, saying, what?
I heard some names attached, but I can't remember who they were.
I don't remember either.
But
that's fine.
I'm okay with that too.
You can do musicals as many times as you want.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's a musical.
That's
in a way,
that's
I thought
the point
that,
of a musical.
Yeah, that movie was so good that
it is so good.
Part
it
of
is.
Me is like, don't touch it, but you can touch it.
Yeah,
it's
you can touch
do
it
again.
It's cool. Like seeing it on Broadway. Same different cast, whatever. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oscars happened. Parasite won Best Picture.
I was gonna bring that up. I don't know if we want to get in.
I'm just saying the news. Super Bowl happened. Chiefs won. That was also news that happened since we last talked.
I'm happy about Parasite particularly because it's gotten a huge boost money-wise. It's like going back into theaters, wider release. It's got like the one I saw this morning was saying it's super popular in like Australia and New Zealand for some reason.
It's
dope. Awesome.
It was so good.
So
I thought I could watch it again, but it was the rental was only for 20. I thought it was like 48-hour rental. But no.
They typically are. What'd you rent it on?
On Prime.
Really?
It's $3.99 and it was only 24
sneaky
hours.
Sneaky bastards.
And then you could wait for like 4 days or 5 days to start it. But once you start
four or five days, because usually it's with the older movies, it's like 30.
You could start. Oh, wow. Yeah, you could wait days. A particular amount of time.
They like cut the time in half on rentals after the Oscars are like, uh-oh, people are going to be watching this. Cut the time. Cut the time.
Probably.
I wonder.
Make them pay more.
Exactly.
And it was because I was literally like, ooh, I can't
Bezos
wait.
Is like,
I can't wait to watch this again.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, that needs a second watch for sure.
So me being me and not watching anything ever, particularly movies and theaters.
Yeah.
This is what I know about Parasite.
Uh-huh.
It's a Korean film.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it.
Nice.
Like, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about
the
story.
I'd rather not tell you anything else
I don't
about
know.
It does kind of just kind of like unfold like really nicely in front of you and keep you like.
But see, not knowing anything about it, here's where my brain goes. This is a Korean film called Parasite.
That's why Andrea's not watching it.
To me, that says this is a horror film.
Yep.
Yeah.
And because Korea makes real good scary movies. Yeah. And if there's one that's called Parasite and it's a Korean film, to me, not knowing or seeing any marketing for it,
right.
Well, the only marketing I've seen is the picture where all their faces are blacked out or censored. I'm like, huh, this is probably like a scary thing of
like
some
kind of insects getting under your skin.
Something along those lines, which I'm sure is not what this movie is about. Otherwise, it would not have won Best Picture.
Right.
And so I am completely baffled and confused.
Watch the movie.
Yep. I'm sure I will eventually when it's so free somewhere.
Like, I don't like overhyping anything, but and I'll get into this later on when we talk about the things that we've watched in general. But
yes,
I'm more on the kick of how did I feel when I left the movie? Like, so I can critically, like, you know, and objectively look at a film and like all the elements and this and that, how this worked, this out. But now I'm more in the lines of how did I feel?
Right.
How did I feel when I left this movie?
Like Star Wars, you're like, you felt meh about it. Where I was like, I liked it. It was fun. Yeah. I could pick it apart, which we did.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I left the movie going like, yep, that was fun.
Focusing more on my feelings about movies and then going from there.
Right.
And it's hard to even describe how I felt after we walked out of Paris. Like I was on a high for sure. Because I could not believe what I'd just seen. Like, I couldn't believe what I'd just seen. And everything, and after that, everything falls into place where I'm like, everything's so well put together, so meticulously designed. And there's so many things going on, and there are layers, things that we won't even understand because we don't speak Korean. Like, I read a whole thing about, like, there's a whole nother layer if you're an actual native speaker.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wow. I'm like, it's so good. And I love movies like this that are so obviously crafted, like, with such excruciating detail and with such love and passion, and I'm so glad that Bong Joon-ho got 4 awards and got super drunk on Oscars tonight.
I didn't see it, but
he wasn't drunk at the ceremony, but he said, I'm gonna drink tonight. Like, okay. He basically I think when he had like the third or fourth one, he's like, I'm going drinking tonight, this is great. I'm like, good for you, man. And he had the two of them, and he's like making them kiss.
Fantastic. Now Keith.
I love it.
Did Romo win? Or no, it was just nominated.
Wasn't that last year?
Didn't it was nominated.
It didn't win, right?
No.
I thought it won Best Picture last year.
Green Book beat it.
Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Romo wasn't in this year?
No.
Okay.
But that's cool that two of the last years there was foreign language films in Best
contention.
Picture.
Right.
One of them won. That's cool.
And the other thing was that it won Best Foreign Language Film too.
Right.
So people were thinking, oh, if it's going to be in that category, there's no way it's going to win.
They're
Best Picture.
Not going to give it both.
Nope,
right.
They did.
Yeah.
Well, huh. I'm trying to think. Like, okay, 1917 I saw was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really good. But I like Parasite better.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what else.
Little Women was on there.
Which you saw?
Once Upon a Time.
I guess we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was on there.
I haven't seen that yet.
What else was nominated?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You said Little Women. The Irishman.
Joker. Yeah.
I'm forgetting something.
But I mean, of all those ones.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, yeah, that
which
one.
Which I also did not see.
But of all those ones, you would still pick Parasite, right? Yeah.
The ones I've seen.
Unequivocally.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Cool.
I've seen like half of them.
So it's the first year in a while where you think that the Best Picture won Best Picture.
Yep.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
That's.
And, you know, to be fair, I have not seen Ford versus Ferrari yet.
Right.
And so, you know, I'll go check it out, but I doubt it. I doubt that it beats Parasite.
Brad Pitt won for supporting actor.
Yeah.
Emmy Award winning. Dallas McLaughlin was pissed. He thought Joe Pesci should have got it because even though The Irishman's long and boring.
Joe Pesci
is phenomenal in that movie.
He is.
But they just kind of gave
him. He's not Joe Pesci, normal Joe Pesci.
Right.
He's quite good.
And he came out of retirement to do it and apparently was phenomenal at it.
Yeah.
And Brad Pitt got his, like, well, we owe you one, kind of, so here you go. Have it for this, which he's good in Once Upon a Time, but.
No, I don't know.
He's not apparently Joe Pesci good.
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anybody else of note win anything? On the Oscars? I don't remember. I didn't watch it. I just kind of Googled it.
There are other surprises. I was sleep deprived
and busy.
I wasn't surprised that Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor.
Oh, yes.
after I saw Joker, I said, everybody else go home because he's going to win Best Actor.
Yeah.
And then I saw Marriage Story, and I was like, ooh, because Adam Driver is
better.
But do you think Joaquin really deserved it? But like, he was really good, right? Like, he deserved it.
He was.
I mean, even though somebody might have been better.
He was really good.
Yeah. Yes, because, well, here's a devil's advocate for a pointless award given to people by their own people. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix as Joker, do you think that is a harder role to play and act and convey well as opposed to guy that's going through marriage trouble? You know what I mean? Do you think, like, he gets a bump up for the role being more challenging than, like, guy, like, average guy with marriage problems? Even though the acting is phenomenal, like, I don't want to undercut it like that, being Joker is a lot more nuanced and difficult than...
I haven't seen Marriage Story,
On the other hand, there's a template for that.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
And you could do guy getting divorced
right.
any number of ways.
That is true.
Not that his right. Joker is exactly the same as the other ones,
right.
but, you know, you have, like...
We do know where he's
going.
We have
a tree, and you could be, like, on any one of those branches, and you have an idea of what he might do with it.
That is true.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
So there's complaints about his style, his acting style.
I didn't hear that.
Joaquin Phoenix, he doesn't like to rehearse. And
the Brando method.
Yeah.
yeah. And which, you know, it's hard to say, you know, that
I did hear about this. Actually.
Yeah. And he didn't want to so they're having
rehearsing fight scenes.
Right. Fight scenes that everyone's going to have to
You kind of
have to. Just be careful because anything might happen. But instead of carefully
So he's
if you're the other person in
stuff,
the scene, that sucks. Because I've worked, theater, which is not the same.
Right.
But I've been on stage with someone like that who's like, I'm just going to do whatever feels organic. I'm like, okay,
I'm going to get punched in the face tonight.
I'm about to get hit today. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that sucks. I don't want to get hit in the face.
Right.
Because then it won't be acting for me anymore.
Right.
Because then I'll be pissed because you hit me in the face. So
you shouldn't have hit me in the face.
Yeah. I'm not down
in the face.
With that. Super not down with that.
Yeah.
I'm gotta be organic.
Right.
No, rehearse.
Yeah.
And work with your fellow actors to make
it. Saying, I was drinking so I could really get in the character.
I was
like,
being method.
They
guys.
Call it acting. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're supposed to act.
Have you tried
drunk.
Acting?
Goodness
you don't
gracious.
Have to get drunk.
Cool. I don't think anything of note else happened in the couple weeks.
No.
Pitchers and catchers reported at baseball today.
Woof, woof.
So baseball's starting. That's exciting. Wee. XFL happened. Nobody cared.
I think one or two people cared. I am not one of them.
I didn't even know what happened.
Pretty accurate.
I didn't even know what happened.
I am not one of them.
I mean, I love football, and it's cool that there's football happening right now, but it's like, I forgot that was happening until I saw the headline the next day. XFL premiered. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Not
a thing.
The same.
Is it on live TV? Is it like a cable channel, or is it
know.
Like Fox,
ABC,
CBS?
I think
ABC.
I believe so.
That would be Disney, and I don't think Disney's behind XFL, are they?
ESPN.
But I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. It's out there. Check it out. I'm just gonna end the news now. I guess.
And that's the way it was.
With Rex and Blake.
Ambie Jr.
Nice.
I did bring a news.
I'll only do that if you guys both have news.
Tickle me. That was good.
It was your turn.
And I only offered tonal support.
Yes. those are live, by the way. We have a lot of drops here, okay?
Those
but
are real.
At the end of this just in, BJ always says,
with Richard Black.
And at the end, that's the tag, we always say live,
with Richard Black.
Yep.
Those are live. By the way,
those are real.
We as they do say,
we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
You want the full?
Yeah, I do want the
full. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
And with that, we head to a quick commercial break.
Break.
After these messages.
with Mikey P.
Yeah.
So what you watching?
What you watching?
Anybody?
If we want to get a segue, I've watched some of those Oscar movies.
Do you have too?
I saw Little Women the day before yesterday.
Yes.
It was really good.
Nice.
It was it was one of those where I'm like, that's nominated. That deserves to be nominated. It's a solid
tale as old as time.
Film. Yeah, we all know the story. it's not a surprise.
Yes.
Now, did you read that book?
Yeah. I mean, a million years ago.
Did you read that book?
I did not.
Did you read
that book? A million years ago.
I'm sorry. I was
Little Women.
No, I saw an old movie, but
super long time.
Mikey's like Beauty and the Beast. Is that what we're talking about?
No, I read the book and I saw the '90s version too. I like this one better.
Yeah,
I heard really good things about it.
It's so well put together.
And the clip they play on the radio, like
yeah,
where she's talking about marriage being a financial thing. I'm like, that's really
economic
tight.
Transaction. Yeah,
yeah, that's a. And I don't know if that's in the original script.
Saoirse Ronan, her delivery on just about everything is just, and she was made to play Joe.
Yeah, like, it sounded great.
She looks perfectly transitioning out of Lady Bird into playing Joe in this story, and she knocks out of the park. Florence Pugh, who's on a tear this year, who's in everything and who's great in everything. I'm like, is she going to somehow be great in Black Widow too? Like, I wonder if that's even possible.
Yep.
She was phenomenal. Emma Watson didn't have a ton to do because she plays Meg, and it's just not a, like, Meg's in the story, but she's not like the story. Like, the story pretty much centers around, for those of you who've never seen or heard or read Little Women, it's mostly about Joe, Laurie, and Amy, and like the little love triangle that's going on there, and their growing pains as a family. And it's, you know, really endearing, and you know, stuff happens because family during Civil War era, and it's to my earlier point, when I left the movie, I felt really good. I was in a really good mood.
Nice.
I'm like, that's
good teller.
It's such a nice, like, it's just nice. Like, I feel like nice and warm and cozy now. A nice story.
I like that. Leaving the movie.
Very enjoyable.
Like, ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
That did me right.
Solid performances all around.
Cool.
And that's why Laura Dern won freaking Best Supporting, because she was good in that and she was great in Marriage Story.
That's awesome.
She's also on a tear this year.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, and she's going to be in the new Jurassic Park movie, so she's doing that again.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Her and Sam Neill are back.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe so.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, let's see where to start. I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
Did
you like it?
I did.
You did have 3 hours to spare because you're holding the baby.
That was one of the times when I was awake.
Yep,
I did enjoy it. I thought the beginning was kind of slow-ish, and without spoiling too much, the movie, see, again, marketing and stuff, I was led to believe that the movie was centered around the Sharon Tate murder.
Right.
Right.
Spoiler alert, not. That's not true.
That's not true.
Where it is, but Tarantino's it, a la Inglourious Basterds, where Hitler did not get his face shot off in a burning down movie theater.
No.
But Sharon Tate also did not get murdered at the end of this movie, like right. You might think.
Yeah.
Other things happened.
I feel like that's fairly obvious for anybody going into a quote-unquote historical Tarantino movie that it's not going to go the way that history went.
I thought it was. Yeah. I did think it was. Oh, and really? I thought that DiCaprio and Pitt were just kind of going to be ancillary to the outside of it.
Sure.
And, like, meanwhile, in another place, this is happening.
Yeah.
But it was not like that at all. It was Tarantino to the end, and I thoroughly enjoyed the movie.
I love me some Tarantino.
Right on.
Yes.
Classic Tarantino dialogue.
Oh, yeah. That's classic. All. Nothing.
Classic. Classic suspense.
Nothing happens in this film except for the last 20 minutes.
Classic. Yeah.
Not even 20 minutes.
Tarantino masterful suspense moments.
Yeah.
And it is great. The scene between, I'm a bad person, but then I probably watched it at 4 a.m, but the little girl who plays opposite Leonardo DiCaprio in the middle of the movie, that whole scene between the two of them is just magical.
She's another, like, actress in the movie, too. Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen clips of that.
He's doing a part, and she's supposed to be doing another part, and she's reading her lines, and he's like, you want to go over this real quick? And it's just, everyone in the movie is really, really good. Brad Pitt winning Best Supporting Actor for this movie?
Yeah.
I don't know, because, he was good, but, like, DiCaprio is way better, like, in my opinion. Yeah. It's his movie. Brad Pitt has a couple of good parts in it, but I don't know. I just don't see how. To me, it was when they gave Leo his for Revenant, they gave Brad Pitt his Oscar for Best Supporting, but still, for this, I'm like, you've done better.
I mean, I'm looking at the list of Best Supporting nominees. You got Anthony Hopkins in The Two Popes,
which I haven't seen,
and Joe Pesci in The Irishman, which probably should have gotten it.
Right.
Al Pacino also in The Irishman. I could see that.
His names are ridiculous.
If I had to pick one, I would have said Joe.
Right.
And Tom Hanks for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Dude, Allison Gill posted, she's like, wait, Tom Hanks only has two Oscars? How is this possible?
That is surprising.
Forrest Gump, back-to-back. Philadelphia and Forrest Gump, back-to-back, the end, that's it for him. It's like, wait,
he's good.
Huh? I think he's been in, like, Best Pictures and just didn't get the awards for them. Mm. Like, Saving Private Ryan, I believe, won Best Picture.
And he's been nominated for Best Actor a few times since then.
But, like, how many Oscars does Meryl Streep have?
I don't know. Four?
Mikey?
Looking it up.
Yes.
Any guesses?
Four or five. Five.
I'm going to say something low, like two or three.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's got to be like two,
four,
three.
My first instinct.
I'm going to say two just because I want to fences. Be wrong.
You're saying five?
Yeah.
Winner of three.
Three.
Curses. Right in the middle. Nobody had it.
I said two or three, but then I opted for two.
Waffled.
But, yeah, so people that you assume are just great and fantastic and should have all the awards sometimes don't.
That's good, though. Like, you know. Other people.
It is good. She must probably. She must have 20
nominations.
Yeah. Like, it seems like every year her name is on it.
And you want, like, the
variety.
The ideal for the Academy, from an outsider perspective, is that you want them to be looking at individual performances every year, not just this actor's always great. Are they great again? Oh, look,
Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
should have gotten
Adam
anything.
Sandler should.
And they were like, he makes fart jokes.
Did you see that movie?
No.
But
I've heard that he's really, really good in it.
Literally every person I've talked to who's watched that movie is shocked that he was not nominated.
Yeah, because he makes fart jokes once in his lifetime, and so he's not a good actor because of that. I'm like, yeah, but even Click, which is kind of slapsticky, makes me cry my eyes out.
Yeah.
And Spanglish is really, really good.
Punch Drunk Love.
Punch Drunk Love is really, really good. Like, he makes the dumb Adam Sandler fun stuff, but he also has shown that he can do really good stuff, too.
This isn't a one-off. He's done this before.
So it's kind of a bummer that they're just like, piss on you, Adam Sandler. Yeah. But yeah, Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time. He's good, but best supporting good? Maybe not.
Interesting.
BJ, what's on your list?
Well,
at the top. Let's merry-go-round this thing.
The tippity-top is Parasite, for sure.
Yes.
It was really good. I also watched...
Raise your hand if you've seen that movie. See, it's an audio. It's audio. This is funny. Everyone, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Parasite, which was great. We've kind of talked about that. And we'll talk about it. Maybe we'll talk about it more later. But it's great. I saw the movie Midsommar.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think about this movie.
That movie's fucked up.
I don't know. I don't know if I hate this movie or not. I don't hate it.
Why do I know what that is? It's Mid Sommer, right?
Yeah, or AR, I think. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But I just know that it's titled weird. Again,
it's titled weird, and and the whole thing is weird.
Two line summary.
Did you okay? You know, this kind of reminded me of sort of in a way, if Peter Jackson's movie, his breakout movie with Kate Winslet. Beautiful Creatures. I believe that's what it was called. Beautiful Creatures.
Wow.
Mikey P.
I'm pulling it up.
Heavenly Creatures. Excuse me. Heavenly Creatures.
Okay.
It wasn't Peter Jackson's very first movie.
Heavenly Creatures, 94.
But 94. Okay. But it was Kate Winslet's first movie, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. It was her very first movie.
You say 94?
Yes.
Oh, if Jim Carrey wasn't in it, I didn't watch it in 94.
It's the pen is blue.
That's Dumb and Dumber.
But it's really good. The movie is really good, and it's trippy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Heavenly Creatures is trippy. Okay. Like, all of a sudden, like, you go someplace, you're like, what? And but the movie's it's freaking great movie. Okay. It's a great, great movie. Especially if you're a Peter Jackson fan, you should check it out sometime.
And that reminds you of Midsommar?
It reminds me of Midsommar in that
Midsommar is young adults in a unfamiliar cultural situation.
Yeah, and you don't really
sideways.
Know what's happening.
Kind of hostile-ish, but not like a horror movie, just more like, what's going on? Fish out of water type story?
It's
kind of
horror-y.
It's horror-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, but
there's some disturbing stuff there for sure.
There's a lot of like stuff in there.
I swear I've seen a trailer for
this.
But
it's more like I'm uncomfortable than like, oh, that's gross.
Yeah, that's a lot of it is
racially
is that.
Racial stuff.
No.
Just cultural out of fish out of water.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like to the umpteenth degree.
Yeah.
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 The whole thing is weird. The whole thing
super
is
weird.
It's just weird. Like even just the vibe, like is just weird.
Nice.
And the dude who's like the boyfriend, you know, who decide?
He's the worst.
He's terrible. And like, I'm like, I don't care.
And I don't mean just like the character, but I mean the actor.
That's what I thought. Like, I thought that he was just lousy.
He's not great.
Lousy. And
Florence, I won't say she carries the movie, but
the girl,
she's carrying a lot of
it. The lead girl.
Yeah. She's carrying a lot of it for sure.
Yeah. And they like focus. I mean, she's like from the get go, they're like. She's carrying like she's acting like she's,
or her face off
for sure and so there's like close ups on her dealing with stuff.
So it's Ari Aster directing another horror movie with a horror bent.
And who is she?
He did Hereditary in the previous year,
okay,
which had another
did you see that
stunning performance from a lead female. So it's like, what is he saying to these women that gets these performances
inspiring.
Out of them, right? Like, it's crazy. Hereditary is great.
Okay.
Like, if you like horror movies, watch that movie.
Okay.
It is fantastic.
Nice.
Ooh. Oh.
But yeah, so I watched that.
Nice.
I was going to say I also watched Booksmart, finally.
Yeah.
Which was very entertaining. It was very entertaining.
I like that movie.
Nice. Round robining back to me, I finished The Good Place.
Yes.
And
me too.
I
you
wept
did too. I
and
need to
cried because I'm a weepy, weepy man.
And they're good. They're good. Yeah. They pull out those emotional things like.
It had one of the best moments. That series had one of the best moments I've seen on TV in a long, long time, especially network TV. And it was when Chidi read his own note to himself. I was like, oh, I think I even mentioned it on here during the Chidi episode. Aww. At the end of that episode, you literally your heart just melts. Yeah. And you're like, that was unexpected and fantastic.
Yeah.
But then the series ended and. It didn't quite go how I thought it was going to go, but again, that's what that show does best.
Surprise, right?
And
it's a very cool ending.
It was a very cool ending.
Very cool ending.
Right on.
The very, very, very ending, I was like, okay. But I liked it. It kind of warms the heart a little bit.
Yeah.
But I got weepy a couple times, and then in true show fashion, you get weepy, and then there's like a joke right away, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's
good. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, that show was really, really good.
On Hulu.
It is.
So is the whole thing on Hulu now?
Now that it's over, they might make you wait.
Some of the season's episodes, I think, are not on there.
Because I can't quite remember what I've seen, how far I've seen it. So.
I do know that because they took a break.
It's four seasons total?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
They took a break, and then it came back in January.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I need to watch it because the episode on Hulu was expiring. And I was like, oh, I got to watch that one so I can watch the rest.
Right.
Yep.
And
right.
So I did.
So
and I
think
was
there's at least a few behind
it's quite
I think,
good.
That I haven't seen. So quite I might have good. To wait.
Yeah. I've been overly emotional lately.
I wonder why. Why?
it's so bizarre.
No way.
It's really bizarre. When like, I mean, I'm already overly emotional, but like, whoo-wee, man, oh man. The amount of things that you realize as a human being you're capable of feeling immediately are mind-boggling.
Next week, bring in the drop for this so we can use it again, but I'm in a glass case of emotion!
Yes. But yeah, the end of that show, man, it just gets you. It gets you good.
Yeah.
So I recommend The Good Place.
Right in the feelings.
Which is funny because back then, when it started, I was like, I'll get around to it.
Yeah.
And then I finished it. And I'm like, woohoo!
The show's amazing.
I've done it! I've finished the show!
Good
That's
job.
Cool.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
I mean, we've watched all sorts of. We started Battlestar Galactica.
Bam. So you have watched it before.
I have watched it before.
I realized that after listening to our Valentine's Day. because you talked about it. And I was like, oh, you did watch this before. For some reason, I was like, no.
I talked about Battlestar on the Valentine's Day episode?
Identity theft is not a joke, Jim.
Oh,
wait.
Michael!
Been watching a lot of that, too. Which is fun. Okay, so here's the – I think I mentioned it last time or the time before. But I had to buy Battlestar because you can't find it streaming anywhere. And yes. If you buy the digital copies of it, it's like $100. Where yes. The discs were only 40, so I bought the discs.
SMRT.
Laziness is real, folks.
Get up laziness on the couch, put another disc in there.
Is the real
deal.
Especially when you're exhausted and you're like, oh, right. Man, we're at the end of a disc. Should we put the next one in? It's like, hey, let's just watch Top Chef again. Like a show that's been finished for 10 years. We're like, hey, we can watch that on Hulu. It's right there.
Yeah.
Click. So the laziness part's real, but going through Battlestar again has been a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Battlestar Galactica, good time.
Beats Bears.
Rich, back to you. Popcorn Rich.
I guess we'll have, because I have such a list of movies I watched, I'll just go with the other Oscar-nominated film when I watched The Irishman. And it was fucking boring.
I still haven't finished it yet.
It was real.
Now, do you fall asleep watching it, or are you just like 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there?
I fell asleep and then woke up and watched it and watched more, and I was just it's slow.
The movie is 3.5 hours long.
It's long, and it's
plotting. Like it.
Yeah, it's very plotting.
Because Avengers Endgame is also over 3 hours long.
Right.
And it does not feel like it.
Right.
None of these is, and Scorsese shitting on Marvel because it's like a theme park ride. Well, Scorsese, yours is like A Trip to the Dentist. Like, my God. We get it. They're gangsters and they're getting older. Like, and that. I think BJ made this joke when I mentioned it to him in passing. Like, the movie insists upon itself.
Right.
This movie is so far up its own ass about how beautiful it is that, like, even these terrible men can get old and, like, feel this way about life. And they're so complex. Like, these are fucking murdering jackasses. And you want me to sympathize with them? Get the fuck out of here. This movie made me angry by the end. I was like, I don't give a shit about these people. I'm glad he's getting old and sad. And he gets away with it.
Spoiler alert.
He gets away with so much. It's ridiculous.
Good times.
You mean the character or Scorsese? What
the
do you
character.
Mean? Oh, okay.
No, the all character right. does.
Hey, yo.
Good guy.
Burn.
Yes. Yeah, good job. I did not enjoy it. I didn't enjoy watching it. The performances are great.
That's what I was just going to say.
I'll give that.
But
yeah,
the acting is probably good.
The
but
acting is stellar. It is.
The movie.
But almost every scene could have had some deep cuts to it. Like, they just go on for too long.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, this guy was late to the meeting, and now Al Pacino's going to yell at him for 10 minutes. Not an exaggeration. Like, that's how long it happens.
How is the de-aging in this film?
The faces, for the most part, look fine.
Physically, they
but
don't
the body,
look good.
Yeah, the body.
Yeah, the, just their physicalities, like, looks not good.
And great. What about vocals? Because, like, I remember Al Pacino as a young man, but I know Al Pacino as an old man now.
Yeah, he doesn't have the same.
He's
still got good juice.
Okay.
Like, he can still bring it.
Yeah.
It's not the same. No, it's not.
Right.
But he can still bring it. And it's the same with Robert De Niro. It's like, I know what 40-year-old or 30, he's supposed to.
We know what he's capable of.
This is the thing about you're watching this movie, too. It's like, how old are they in this scene? Like, when Joe Pesci meets Robert De Niro in this movie, he calls him kid. And I'm like, they both look like 50-year-old men. Like, what are you talking about with the kid shit?
Right.
Like, okay, I get it. Maybe he's a little bit older, so he's calling him kid. But I don't buy it. Like, I just don't. And there's so many points in the movie where you're watching them. You're like, where are we in time? How old are these men?
Right.
And the only time that it's really clear is when they're on, like, the road trip. Towards the end,
uh-huh.
And at the like the very end when he's like, you know, in the nursing home, he's like obviously very, very old. Other than that, you're like, okay, so he's supposed to be like mid-30s here, or he's like mid-40s here. Like, oh, I still don't even know. Like,
he
what's
looks
going
like
on?
60s, like that's
he looks like a 60-year-old man. Yeah. Like, and he moves like one. There's a scene where, and if you go on the internet, this is probably the most.
That's the thing you notice.
The most talked about scene, if you go on the internet, that people complain about, there's a scene where he beats up a guy in a grocery store, and like he just looks so weak. Like, and again, it's like I've seen 30-year-old De Niro beat somebody up in a movie, and it was vicious and brutal.
Right.
And he's just like, and it just looks. There's no way those punches hurt anybody. Like, come on, man.
If you're mafia strong,
yeah,
you could
stomp the dude. Like, he steps on his hand, and he looks like he's just like killing a bug. Like,
I gotcha.
Whereas, my supper? Where you watch Rocky Balboa with 60-year-old Sly Stallone, who looks like he can still whoop your ass.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. He looks like he can still bring
some
it.
Some of these guys can still bring it.
De Niro's old, man. But the, you know, the nuances in the performances are great. And
his new name, ready for this one? Oh, I'm so proud of this.
Oh, no.
You ready?
Oh, no.
Is there a drum roll that you could possibly... Aging Bull.
Yeah.
That is
thank
good.
You. Thank you. Yeah, thank you and good night. Good.
I was trying to see where you're going.
Good.
I was like, where's he going with this?
Oh, well played.
Should have got that.
I'm all it's well not gonna live up played. To the hype. There's no way. You fucked this up way too much. It delivered.
Get ready. Get ready. You guys ready? Because I'm going to ruin this with the expectations of it. But.
I'm surprised you didn't say Raging Bull. Wait, damn it.
Nope.
Damn it.
Oh, it'd be better if you're like, yeah, if you came up with some name and then you're so proud of it.
So,
but you didn't say Aging Bull. You right. said Raging Bald.
Dang.
Yeah, that's a good one. Raging good Bald. Yeah. You know, yeah, like, how about too. Aging Bull?
No, Aging Bull is the...
That one's way better. Like,
oh, man.
So he's the guy that beats the guy Stealing up in the grocery store? And it's not nearly as good as when he has a baseball bat and he whoops the guy's ass in Untouchables?
No.
Where it looks like, oh, man. Oh, did he hurt. Just legit murder somebody?
Yeah. Or Raging Bull where he's blasting
well,
everybody.
Yeah, he's like, what, 20 years old in that movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Nope, not even close.
Got it. What else is on your massive? You don't have to go into depth on them unless you really want to. But.
I have a fun, a little fun. I'll do this little fun thing because I watched three movies starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nice.
Like one day after another.
Let me
another.
See. Zodiac. Donnie Darko.
Nope.
Zodiac.
Nope.
Zodiac. Okay.
What's the weather one?
You know the one I like.
What's the weather
the
one?
The weather one.
Yeah. Day
oh,
after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow. No, I watched that earlier this year, but no, that's not it.
I was it.
Good,
let's
good
see.
Guess though.
Was it the one?
Spider-Man.
No.
Dang. Okay. The one where he's in the Marines with Joaquin.
Jarhead.
Jarhead. No, I do love that movie.
Though. October Sky.
Jake Gyllenhaal's got a lot of movies.
He's been in a lot of freaking movies, isn't he? Yeah.
Dang it. I thought
for sure I'd get one
of them. And you
I know. I thought for sure
one.
I'd get one of them.
Are they newer?
There's a new one where he plays a character that I don't recognize him in.
So all of these are from the mid-2010s.
Okay. Huh. Oh, okay.
And we haven't seen him
yet. Well, Nightcrawler's from a little bit late. So Nightcrawler was one.
Ooh, okay.
And if you haven't seen Nightcrawler, watch this movie.
That's the Richard Ramirez.
Honestly, I'll say this now so I don't say it 40 more times. Watch all of these movies because they are all good. And I was like, man, Jakey G is a good actor.
Yeah.
Like, he brings it.
He doesn't get credit because he did
every single time.
Day after tomorrow.
He brings it every single time. He is good.
Yeah.
In Nightcrawler, he plays a sort of like a vulture paparazzo style photo/video journalist trying to make it in LA, like covering nighttime crime scenes.
It's just an
exploration of the kind of person that would do that kind of thing.
Doesn't that movie, or if people say it ties into Zodiac, like they say that he is now playing the other guy that's in Zodiac.
That's like a theory about
right,
it. Yeah.
Right.
I can see that.
Right.
But he's phenomenal in that movie. Like, and it's a really compelling, really interesting character study. And he doesn't blink in the movie.
I'm dying to see if
he does not blink.
The thing, and it's not a new movie. It's an older movie.
Oh, the Gyllenhaal movie.
Yeah, I just watched Okja for the first time.
Is that the one on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Yeah,
that's about the beast,
the big hippo.
I started watching that. I never finished it. Was it good?
I really enjoyed it. But yeah, his character, like I know that guy, and then I'm all, I think that's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I saw, so I'll take a break before I get into the rest of the other ones in the movies, but I saw this brief little YouTube video, and it was talking about, like, why is Jake Gyllenhaal so good? And it's because he does so much just with his eyes, and that he makes specific character choices for each movie that he's in of, like, something he'll do with his eyes. So a Nightcrawler does not blink. Zero blinks.
Oh, wow.
At no point in this movie does that character blink. And he's always very wide-eyed and very, like, he just looks so creepy and unsettling, which is perfect for the character.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
The movie I watched after that was Enemy.
I don't know.
Enemies from 2013. It was directed by Denis Villeneuve, the same guy who directed Sicario, Arrival, Blade Runner 2049.
So it's good then.
It's fucking good.
Yes.
But this will be the weirdest movie you've watched in a while. Huh. And you just watched it.
What's to say? I just saw a really weird. I saw a weird movie. Just
it is.
The movie poster makes it look weird.
It is very. How do I describe Enemy without spoiling anything about Enemy? Enemy is very. Everything on screen is very symbolic. Like, there's nothing that happens in this movie that doesn't hold some sort of deeper meaning.
Nothing was on accident that
right.
you see.
Everything's on purpose, and everything's very specific, and all the choices are very specific. You have to really watch closely to really. This is definitely a two-watcher. Like, watch this twice. I'm going to watch it again soon because it was good. And his performance, again, is. It's unreal. It's unreal.
The quote on the movie poster says, transfixing, fascinating, spellbinding. A riveting examination of identity, duality, and the nether regions of our unconscious desires.
That's about right. Yeah. Good poster.
And it's
interesting.
A mirror image of a faceless man wearing a suit.
Yep.
This is the poster.
Yeah. This movie, so, and I watched it late at night, too, so I had to stop afterwards and just kind of think about existence for a little bit. Like,
uh-oh.
Like, what is going on? Like, this is weird. This is weird. So weird. So good, though.
Nice. Make sure you're in a good place before you start watching.
Yeah, definitely be in a good mental place before you watch this movie, for sure. And the last one that I watched was End of Watch.
Ooh.
Oh, I saw that a while ago.
Yeah.
Cop movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah, not happy ouch. Ending.
Not a happy ending.
Note the name of the movie.
End of Watch.
and it was like filmed
right there in the title,
like in a MTV real style,
found
like
footage style.
Real,
yeah. It's and Michael Payne is in it, and he's great, of course.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Whew, that one's rough.
I undercounted. I watched four Jake Gyllenhaal movies.
Oh,
I almost forgot about one.
Jake,
I watched four. Not to like cut off End of Watch, because again, go watch this movie if you like you know, a good buddy cop, but that's kind of underselling it, really.
Right.
I think, because there's definitely more to it than that.
It's more it's like, you know how Jarhead, not a lot of really exciting things happen, but it shows you exactly what it's life, like a day in the life type movie,
just like that.
It's just like that,
yeah.
Where it's like a day in the life.
My only real complaint is like the gangbangers come across as kind of caricatures.
Yeah.
But if you've like been to that part of LA, not too far off. Like it seems like an exaggeration, and it's one of those things that like a little bit too ridiculous to like those. No real people are like that, but you know, they are, like some of them are. The fourth one, which I almost forgot, which is also really weird and sad, was Prisoners.
I don't know that one.
Oh man. Prisoners, it's got JKG, Hugh Jackman, Terrence Howard, what's her name? I forget. But it's that one will crush you.
Oh,
for sure.
What'd you do?
I had it. And I
don't read any spoilers.
I clicked.
Saw it already.
No.
What year was Prisoners?
Prisoners, I think, is also 2013. So
yep, 2013.
Also directed by Denis Villeneuve.
Huh.
Denis Villeneuve.
Denis Villeneuve.
Interesting.
Denis Villeneuve. That's
super good. Great. And the eye thing in that one, he has like a weird like eye twitch, which was not in the script, but he fought to have it, and it works perfectly for the character. Perfectly.
Who were you? Maria Bello, maybe?
Maria Bello. That's what I was. Thank you very much. I wanted to say Maria, but I'm like, that's not right. But it was.
Can't be.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
She's good.
Don't you say his name like his actual pronunciation?
Jake
is like
Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal or something like that.
Is it?
It's something like that. Unless that was the internet lie.
I do not like her, though.
You like her?
I think she's attractive.
I like her in some stuff.
I like her. I think she's good.
There are a lot of things that I don't like her in. I liked her a lot in Stranger Than Fiction. I like her a lot in that.
That's good.
There's some other things I'm thinking.
I thought she was good in the HBO show The Deuce, even though that whole show as a whole.
Iffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of.
Did not like her in Batman.
Yeah.
Did not. And like,
yeah, she was
that character.
Right.
Rachel
there's
Dawes
not a lot going on
really
with the character,
great,
but.
Right.
And she's replacing
somebody
Katie
else
Holmes,
who wasn't that
Katie
great.
Katie Holmes, who wasn't that great.
Right.
Right.
So you just kind of have that leftover taste in your mouth, too. But she's probably better than Katie Holmes was.
Yes.
Like in a vacuum, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just meh about her.
Yep.
I've been watching The Americans. Oh, it's so good.
Because you've told me when
told
you came to visit that it is on Amazon, all of it.
Oh,
yes.
Streaming.
Yes.
Hey, how about that?
Which I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
I need to go watch that. But I'm never going to. But I need to go watch that.
So I ran into this dude at SeaWorld the other day, and he asked for some, asked about the pet show. Just, hey, let's ask this guy. And little did he know. You're asking.
Wow.
Encyclopedia.
Uh-huh.
And we, long story short, we hit it off. He's a documentary film guy. And he gives me his card, and we actually had breakfast today.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
And he's got stories. His name's David Peck, and his business is...
Shout out.
Yep, his business is called Reelin' in the Years Production, and they have...
Reel, like movie? Reel?
Yep. Well, Reelin', like there's a song by Steely Dan called Reelin' in the Years, and so it's Reelin' without the G. So Reelin' in the Years is what it's called, and they license all kinds of, like, footage, and then they license it... like almost as an agency for the people who own it and some of the stuff they've purchased and own themselves.
Nice.
But then they go through them to use it. So all these things for like CNN, the 60s, 70s, 80s, and they have footage and music and stuff. They work with all of these productions, like licensing them stuff.
And you just stumbled upon him because he's like, hey, there used to be a pet show.
Yep. And we start talking. He's all about music. And so, yeah. So he was telling me his stories today about, crashing Bob Bruce Springsteen's like party in for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in '99.
Nice.
Which is the performance where Prince played the guitar and while my guitar gently
weeps.
Oh,
yeah.
Which is a legendary.
And it sent it to heaven.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
And so it was fun to kind of meet him. And he's kind of fascinated with my dad because he has a bunch of historical stuff too. So he's got some interviews with Dick Gregory, who was a political comedian in the 60s, big in the civil rights. So we're talking about stuff. So we'll see. I don't know what we have for each other. But it was nice to hang out. It was fun to hear these stories about music and about things.
That's
nice.
Cool.
But check out Reelin' in the Years Productions. You'll see a bunch of really cool video footage of old rock and roll stuff, old jazz, old blues,
right,
all kinds of cool stuff. So that was a fun thing too.
Nice.
I kind of stuck.
I don't know how your brain transitioned from talking about the Americans on Amazon
because we talked about it today.
Okay.
We talked about it today at the breakfast.
Like, I've been watching The Americans. Oh, and I met this guy.
Yeah.
This is like all about this thing. I'm like, how does that transition? Oh, it's BJ. That's
of course,
how.
Exactly how. Never knew that said chicken and corn in a corn can. Make corn grow, right?
Yeah.
Right. So.
Good times.
Make the corn grow, right?
Let's see. I've been playing a lot of Minecraft.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I have always and will always love Minecraft.
Now, this isn't the Minecraft where you just fill in the dots, like the X's. And that,
that's
the old
Minesweeper.
Thank you. I made this mistake, I think, every single time I hear Minecraft. Like, I don't know why that game is so popular.
Oh, Minecraft is...
action game.
Nope.
Nope.
It is a resource collection slash
survival
builder game. You break blocks and build blocks, and that's the end of that. And you beat zombies and skeletons and creepers. It's all squares, so it's a very blocky.
Okay.
How do you describe
it? How do you play it on? What do you play it on?
I play it on my
Xbox. Quite literally Xbox
everything.
Owns it, so yeah, they put it on everything.
There's an app. I can play it.
It started, and it's best played on a computer,
yes.
PC. It's best played on a computer with mouse, so you can clickety everything. I do not have it on a keyboard presently, or a computer presently. I used to. That's how I started. And then I got the PlayStation version, and then I now have the Switch version.
Damn.
I love Minecraft. And it's just, it's a pointless game. Not really.
No.
But the amount of things that you can do in this simple game, you would never, ever figure out unless someone else figured it out before you.
Like, go Google,
if that
like...
that makes any sense.
Google Minecraft.
Yeah.
Like, would you ever know how to make another portal in Minecraft?
No. There's no way I would figure
exactly.
that out.
Exactly. And there's so much stuff that you can do. You're like, wait, I can make what now? An enchanting table to enchant my sword to never break or get a fortune pickaxe. That way I'll be able to mine things and get more. Like, huh? Mm. But like, how do you figure this out? Oh, I know. YouTube. Yeah. There is a breadth of stuff online about
Brett,
Minecraft.
The guy who does all the stuff, and he has. So you watch Brett's video?
Brett's video. Yep. Yes.
Brett's really good.
Yeah. So I've been in a Minecraft wormhole. Nice. I was like looking up stuff. I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna see how they do that. Ooh, I can do that. Ooh, I can see how they do this. Ooh, I'm gonna do this. Built a really cool house. No big deal. Mm.
Did you build a demon portal?
Nope. Not yet.
Why would I?
Nope.
Demons.
Well, like there's these portals that you can go to the underworld. It's kind of crazy.
The nether portal.
I mean, again, why would you?
I do have another portal, but I don't have a portal to go
to explore
to the end. Because there's a place called The End where you beat the dragon and then you beat the game. There's like, you can beat this game.
Oh,
which it
there is a, there is, there's, I, this is all news to me.
Yes. If you think Lego, but with, you know, you have to go get the Legos.
It's a sandbox game.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, I don't know. I honestly don't know how to describe Minecraft.
Yeah. I like that it's something that exists that so many people know about and play, but that I,
it's also
know very little about.
Because I was talking to Lindsay about this the other day, where just one of the things that the internet has done, it has increased the longevity of a game's life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if a game is good, it's going to stay good for a long freaking time. Like, Minecraft came out in what?
Oh,
2000?
Early.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
well, maybe not early. Probably 20. See, I think early, but I'm like,
I know, I think it's before that.
I thought you were going to say 90s.
Computer video games, but
2008,
no.
Maybe?
Yeah.
No, it's sooner than that,
sooner
I think.
Than that? And it's still massively popular.
It's
which was just not a thing in the early era of games. Like franchises, like Mario's popular, Sonic's popular, blah blah blah.
2009.
Ooh, I was so close.
And I think that it
to maintain this level of popularity for over a decade.
And I think it is the best selling video game of all time. I'm pretty positive about that.
So this is the one with the dances right now. All the kids are doing.
No, that's Fortnite.
But that's got to be a game
which has
like,
also had incredible longevity.
Like Fortnite's successful because it's free to play.
But that one, yeah.
And how do they make money?
Wasn't it?
Ads?
I don't think so.
You can buy cosmetic things like hang gliders. And,
like hats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
I want to do this dance. I got to pay money to buy this dance.
Yeah.
I want this gun.
The phrase that Valve coined for it was you could buy hats, which in their game, Half-Life 2, it was literal hats that you'd put on your character.
Yeah.
But then that sort of became the catch-all phrase for anything you could buy for for characters in a game that doesn't really affect the gameplay per se.
It just affects
it cosmetically.
Right.
It's called hats.
Okay.
Oh, Valve, they made Portal. That's
I can't believe it's 2009.
Yeah.
Portal is great.
You played Portal?
Portal and Portal 2.
You played them?
I played both of those. I love
them. Those are my favorite games.
Yeah, it took me a long time. I borrowed them finally from somebody. And, man, yeah, I had so much fun with those games.
Oh, yeah.
More, like, I was shocked, like, just, like, how much fun
it was. I love puzzles,
and
I love first-person shooters, and guess what?
Yeah.
Magic!
Yeah. Like, now I'm a little bummed because I gave my neighbor my PlayStation 3. Mm-hmm. And
how do I get over there?
You just have to get a PlayStation
5. Wait, I'll blast here, and then I'll blast there, and then, nope, that doesn't work. How do I get over there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, you blast. Oh, then you drop your time, and you jump through it. Yeah, that is so fun. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Andrea was like, just give it to Matt. You know, like, God, all these games, you can go and play with them, you know, because like, I'm still
just
like, that was how I played Madden the most, was on the 3. Like, I got a Madden 16, 17,
I haven't played Madden since 2009.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling it.
Oh, man, but yeah, so because it's on my Nintendo Switch, which does not use the TV, mm-hmm. I mean, it can, but it doesn't, Samantha will be sitting there watching something, and I'm like, at the brink of exhaustion. I'm like, you know what? I need mindless entertainment. Guess what? I'm going to go play Minecraft. Guess what? I have 2 cows now. Hey,
yay!
I mean, I have a lot of cows, but I murder them every day. So there's that.
Man's got to
Have that steak and that leather so you can make them books so I can make an enchanting table. Come on, it's Minecraft.
Make them books.
Minecraft is great. God, I love that game. It's
make
so
a book,
good.
Make a book. Make a motherfucking book.
Minecraft. I forgot how much I love that game. Every time I play that game, I'm like, I forget how much I love this fucking game. Anyway.
Good.
I'm done. I think that's all the stuff that I mean. I've watched a lot of stuff.
Right on.
But I don't remember.
Save some for next.
I just don't remember because my brain doesn't work.
I'll be listening to
that's
this episode.
Why I wrote them down.
Up in Oregon, so I'll be up in Oregon when this comes out. So I'll be like pushing it on everybody.
Word.
Our new podcast. Check it out. The episode.
Cool.
What episode are we on?
This is 220
something.
I can tell you. Let me look. Life's a Binge episode. Why won't you show me the number?
241.
228. 228. Ooh. 228. Life's a Binge episode 228. Brought to you by Right Now.
Boop, boop.
Right Now.
Mikey. Dang it.
Mikey P. recommends.
All right. This is the part of the show where I say... I recommend everyone go out and play Minecraft.
Find me on my
funny you should say that. Actually, I've been riding the bus a lot, so I haven't been having a whole lot of time to watch things. But I did watch everything I do watch is like very easily consumable right now. So
correct.
I'm pretty sure I've already mentioned The Chef Show, but I am really digging the new season of The Chef Show.
Yes.
Would recommend going and doing that. And also recommending audiobooks because audiobooks are awesome. And
word.
I'm currently listening to the Wheel of Time series, and that one will last me like forever. So very excited about that. So
nice.
those are
that's
my
cool.
recommendals.
Nice.
Dope.
Where do you get your audiobooks?
Audible.
No
Audible.
Questions!
Audible.
Yeah, audible.com.
Do you have library? Do you use Libby? Or what's it called? Yeah, Libby.
I have in the past... I don't know. It's
legit.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, I love
free.
It, but it's, yeah.
But sometimes you go and you're like, I have to wait 12 weeks?
Yeah, no, I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
yeah, I put it
I'm
in thing
patient.
The Michelle Obama book, but I haven't checked it. I don't know.
That book's good. That was a good book. I really liked listening to that book. And she reads it herself. So you're like, Michelle's talking to me. It was great.
Awesome. It personalizes it.
It does. And she's good. Like, she's not like, you know, as read by the author. And then they're like, it was a long time ago when
blah, blah, blah.
And they're like, you suck. Get a good person. Where she actually, yes, there are books that sound like that.
I know.
It's like, I've why?
Oh, yes.
But then you get Michelle Obama, and
she's Michelle Obama.
She's great. She can do whatever she wants. So cool. I missed this, gentlemen.
Yeah, man. how are you feeling?
Good. Seriously, it is insanely great. Life is fantastically, wonderfully amazing. I'm super bummed that my wife can't walk. That's very, very upsetting to everyone, and her mostly, I guess. Her for, again, reasons where her baby's crying, and the one thing a mom wants to do is comfort her baby, and she can't do it, so it's heartbreaking.
Right.
But it's been extremely tiring for me, so having even, 2 hours of a
2 hours
break, I will call it, but not really a break, because I'm about to go back inside, probably change a couple more diapers and just keep going with it, but, man, talking to adults and, like, doing adult things and taking my mind off that is... very, very needed. There's a time of sitting on the couch. Nope, they're not.
Okay.
Just reminding me that I have to take trash cans out. Reminders for everything because.
Get your ass out of here.
Like when it first kicked in, when I got home, it was like, okay, I have to do the dishes. And I got to do the laundry. I'd be in the kitchen, like, oh, wait, I was doing this. And then I'd walk over to the living room and, like, I need to plug this in. I plug something in and I'm like, oh, wait, I was doing this. And then I'm 12 steps deep into something that I started 4.5 hours ago. And then I'm like, what was I doing? Oh, right, the dishes. And then I go back. That's how it started.
Right.
And my brain stopped working for a while there. And there was a moment when I sat on the couch and I just looked over and, like, broke down, like, emotionally crying. Because I'm like, holy crap, dude. Like, I could lose it all. Like, just my weird brain was like, man, oh, man. Like, all of this could be gone.
Sure.
And I was like, Samantha's like, you need to go to sleep. I'm like, I think you're right.
Are you tired?
I think
are you hungry?
To sleep. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, today.
Yeah.
Like. I was so hungry. I was so hungry because, like, Samantha's like, oh, could you make me something to eat? I'm like, yes, I can. And I was in the nursery, like, getting, because, again, we didn't have time to do anything. Because that Thursday when we had the kid was going to be, like, our day to, like, get everything ready to roll. And she was supposed to be doing that before she broke her foot. And so it was, like, the house wasn't even ready for it. And it was, like, oh, man. So it's just been go, 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 go. Where, like, just today I'm, like, finally, like, unpacking the last two bags in the nursery. Like, it's almost done. So I was, like, can you make me lunch? Yes, I can. I'm, like, man, I'm hungry. I should eat something, too. Didn't.
Oh no!
Like, I just don't because I just got my
other
brain
to do.
Exactly, and so like I was just like, man, why can't I? Sitting there, I'm like, I'm so hungry. Why am I so hungry? She's like, did you eat? I'm like, no, I ate a bowl of breakfast at like 6:30 this morning. That
why are
was
you
it.
Asking me if I'm
until I was eating those two chicken quesadillas when you guys showed up. I'm like, oh yeah, I need to eat some food. Like
regularly, yeah.
But like, it's just it's so weird. And you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, the first couple weeks are extremely tiring, and it's you know, I don't want to
the first couple decades.
Don't want to dive into it too bad, but it's been really tiring for me because my wife can't move.
Yeah,
right.
And so I appreciate
from 0 to 8.
Appreciate
so
the
send Jared some energy, everybody.
Yes, I need it because I go back to work on Saturday. God. And the worst part is, I mean, it's not worse, but the worst part is the route that I was doing, I'm finally done because somebody won that route. And so now I get to start my actual route that I was, you know, awarded way back in November. Mm-hmm. But now I'm starting it and I'm going to the new office that I don't work at with new people that I don't know on a route that I don't know while I have no sleep or energy to do anything. So going back to work is exactly what I'm looking forward to. But, you know, we need money because this government sucks. All righty.
Yep.
All that being said, thanks out there for listening to the show. And thanks to you fine gentlemen for being in my garage
thank
and
you.
Allowing
thank
this to happen.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank
cool.
you.
Cool. Let's do it. This has been Life is Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I am Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch. Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.